Mini episode 141 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at OutsideTheBoxScoreBlog.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 141 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our 2012 NBA Draft Preview Show. The headlines of this draft are that it is far deeper than the past few ones and that Kentucky power forward Anthony Davis is the consensus number one that was missing last year. Incidentally, Davis is already a defensive powerhouse with a still-developing offensive game. FDH Hoops analyst Nate Noy compares his offensive upside to that of Hakeem Olajuwon, which explains why he is so much in demand. But the key issues of this draft go far beyond that. In a moment, our 2012 NBA Draft Preview Show. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
At point guard, but that's not surprising because the past few NBA drafts have been very weak overall, but strong at point guard. So the cyclical nature of the college game manifests itself in both ways there. One of the reasons that this draft is so deep is the fact that many top players who would have been one and done last year were hesitant to turn pro with the notion that the NBA lockout could last all year. As such, Davis had to leapfrog past some returning stars this year on the draft boards, including small forward Harrison Barnes of North Carolina, power forward Jared Sullinger of Ohio State, power forward Perry Jones of Baylor, and Davis's teammate at Kentucky, small forward Terrence Jones. Unsurprisingly, all of these players are expected to go lower than they would have in the thin crop of 2011. For that matter, only Barnes is considered to be on the next tier after Davis. That level includes Florida shooting guard Brad Beal, who is an explosive scorer in a 6'4 frame, albeit with a long wingspan, Kansas power forward Thomas Robinson, and Kentucky small forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who is a tremendous Pippen-like all-around player. It's striking that the next level does not necessarily include UConn center Andre Drummond, who came into this season as a strong candidate to be number one overall, but fell possibly out of the top five because of his boom or bust profile. He figures to either be Eddie Curry or Dwight Howard, and most bad teams can't afford that kind of a gamble. The pivot position is the second weakest in this draft, most accurately described as average. Small forward is better than that, with power forward and shooting guard as the very best ones. As such, there will be some power forwards like Sullinger and Arnett Moultrie of Mississippi State likely to slip, and some shooting guards who may do likewise, such as Austin Rivers of Duke and Jeremy Lamb of UConn. The shooting guards are also not helped by the fact that few lottery teams have a crying need to fill the position this year. The draft is also dominated by players from the power schools, even more so than usual. Kentucky and North Carolina, who were two of the most loaded teams on paper in recent NCAA history last year, should have multiple lottery picks between them. The Wildcats, as mentioned, should have two top five picks, potentially one more lottery pick, and an additional two picks in the first round. The Tar Heels have a chance for four lottery picks also. An additional measure of the strength of this draft comes from the fact that most projections don't have any Euros going in the first round, when there were a fair number of marginally considered Euros going in last year's lottery. The 2012 NBA draft should be a very good one, and time will tell if it churns out enough star power to rate with the great classes of all time like 1992 and 2003. Thanks for checking us out. For all of your NBA draft needs, check out Pro Hoops Draftology 2012, available as a free download off of the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.